The world idea. There is a universal order, a way which nature, God, has of arranging things. This is why what we see around us as the world expresses all-pervading meaning, intelligence, and purpose. But we catch only a mere hint of these veiled qualities. The mystery which recedes from them is immeasurably greater. The world idea contains the pattern, intention, direction, and purpose of the cosmos in a single unified thought of the world mind. Human understanding is too cramped and too finite to comprehend how this miraculous simultaneity is possible. The world idea holds within itself the laws which rule the world, the supreme intention which dominates it, and the invisible pattern which forms it. There is a mathematical cosmos, a divine intelligence behind life, an idea for human, animal, plant, and mineral existences. Only to the extent that he unites his own little purpose with the universal purpose can he find harmony and happiness. Its strength will support him firmly in adversity and misfortune, as it will carry him triumphantly through misery and hostility. If a man lives in harmony with the divine world idea, he may also live in trust that he will receive that which belongs to him. This will be brought about by either by guiding him to it or guiding it to him. He has come to the inner sight of the world idea's meaning for him, that he is to use the human self to lift his nature up from the animal one, and that he is to put himself at the service of his angelic, his best self, to lift his nature up from the ordinary human. In this way, he cooperates with the world idea. There is no choice in the matter, ultimately, although there is immediately. The entire human race will have to traverse the course chalked out for it. We'll have to develop the finer feelings, the concrete intellect, the abstract intellect, the balance between the different sides. If men do not seek to do so now, it is only a question of time before they will be forced to do so later.